Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Okay, this is Joey and Carrera on the hot seat, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Free From Radio. Today we have a very, very exciting guest. Do you want to introduce yourself?
I'm Madison, pronouns recently, she and they. Ooh. I'm a sophomore. I'm my major is Bible Studies. I'm in Haskell Hall 310.
Oh.
Just
docs. You're in the docs. So. Well,
yeah. Well, who knows which room number? Who knows?
Oh. Yeah, but anyone can get in that.
It does say have three name tags on your door that say your name.
Oh.
So.
Oh. Are you starting or? What's up with that?
Okay. Yeah, why aren't there three name tags on your door?
How
many name tags does room may have?
Two.
Oh.
Two.
So do you think you're more important than her?
I have been searching for the third Eleanor in our grade nonstop. Honestly, I'm always looking. And it's just hard to find her. I'm not sure where she lives.
So you steal name tags.
What?
Yeah, so you take name tags from other people, innocent people's doors.
I don't understand.
If my name was, like, Madison, I'd be, like, really upset if my name tag got stolen from my door and put on your door.
What if I made it? What if my grandma made it for me?
Well,
if she was dying?
Interestingly enough, one of the ones that I borrowed from Harrison Hall...
Borrowed is a wild word.
Backer.
I was doing another lap looking for the third Eleanor, and she had made her own name tag with some washi tape and some little cute little stickers.
Wow. Wow.
And I love stickers. I almost took the new one. But then the empathy hit me, and I was like, okay, well.
She made it.
She's an empath.
I am. Recently, I'm an empath.
Oh, recently?
Yes.
Not in the past.
What caused that?
I did shrooms, and I just experienced like this sort of like ego death.
Mm.
I don't know if you've had that yet.
I haven't.
As
I'm
a boy,
I'm drug free. Moving on. So as a boy, wow.
I know.
Did you just gender him?
Yeah.
Can we do pronouns?
He, him.
Oh, okay. Well.
AMAB also?
Don't ask that. You don't need to know that.
Let's talk about an event that happened 2 months ago. Let's start the show off right. We've been informed that you shat the bed. You want to talk about that?
Live on air.
Is shart part of the approved word list?
I said shat.
Sorry.
I think so. I mean, it's not a curse
You could also
word.
Say poo. You poo. Pooed the bed.
Pooped it.
To set the record straight, it was a shart.
Okay.
It was a shart. And just to be clear, I was having some really bad bowel movements at the beginning of the school year.
Excuses.
I was fresh off of a certain four-lettered illness, which continues to plague me.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
Starts with an M.
Mm-hmm, we know.
Oh. Okay, anyway, and, you know, it was really bad for a while. I took my first Duwick poop of the semester on FDoc, on my first Duwick. I took my first CARM poop of the semester on SDoc, my first CARM of the semester. If I ate something, it was going to have a reaction. And I woke up in the morning, and I farted, and I said, you know what, let me just make sure... This is what I think it is. Let me just make sure it's a fart. I stand up in my little sleep shorts, which I also wear for many other activities. And I was like, oh my God, it's not a fart. And genuinely, the fear that it was dripping down my leg as I was in the bathroom was
really an
so
image.
Vivid. Yeah, it was bad. I texted my mom. She was like, girl, just throw it out. And so I did.
Wow.
He kept
Where'd you throw it out?
He kept the shorts.
I've washed them. Since it took me about a week to return to them, but I made my return.
They're back.
Sure.
They're back.
Just
they're
careful
so
if you see them.
You probably will also. I wear them a lot.
She wears them most days. Most nights.
I wear them most nights. I wear them to
Does your like sweet smell?
No.
There is an odor. When you open the fridge,
it's really bad.
I know about the fridge.
When we were like throwing like a party or something, and the fridge got accidentally opened, and it smelled, and everyone's like, what happened?
Did it really?
Yeah. People were like, what is that? We had to open the windows.
No way.
Yeah, I opened the windows.
Was this A&W, or was this... This American party.
I think
leaking so, all their party early. Themes.
I don't know. It might have been like a pre. Mm.
A pre.
They get pretty lit. So.
A pre for praying, obviously.
A pre for church. Actually.
Yes, of course. Always.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So, are you... Do you feel like you're the face of the... Of the sharding movement?
Yes.
Do you want every girl... Person? Just like you?
Person.
Person. Just like you to stand true to their nature and come forward with their stories.
Yes. I mean, you know, I feel like every movement... You know, not to compare it to something of this size, but, you know, the Me Too movement, when, you know, people started sharing their stories.
That's not.
It just became, I don't know, I feel like it's really empowering for women, for people, not for boys, but for the rest of us, to share in that sort of narrative. I feel like people often say girls don't poop. I'm here to say girls do poop, and I poop a lot. I poop.
Do you fart a lot?
Whenever I pee.
Whenever you pee is crazy.
I have been recently.
She did actually come into the bathroom yesterday and say, guys, every time I pee today, I pooped.
So I still, this morning even too.
right.
And they, sorry, that's TMI. I won't say.
This has all been TMI.
Yeah, this asked me about my shark.
Yeah, but then you went into like how you pooped in Carm, in DeWick. Like, you really just like, you described
she talks
how
about it a lot.
Slipped out poop from your, like, down your leg.
Don't you send selfies of you pooping to people?
I was just going
to
say, not with frequency. I only have ever sent them, I think, to two people who are both also very avid poopers.
I'm a pooper.
Send them to Joey.
We're just not there yet, but maybe after this show we will be.
Okay. I'm waiting.
Okay. Yeah. Just, like, if a poop face is, like, I can tell it's particularly, like, poignant, like, I'm gonna have to, like, hold it for a second and then, like, take the pic. Like, it's just, like, I need to document it.
That's real.
Do you wanna... I mean, if I could...
We don't need to see that. Right now, we don't need to see that. Moving on.
Okay.
Speaking of being the face of a movement, you're the brand ambassador.
A brand ambassador, not the.
Well.
Arguably the.
Okay.
For Yerba. Let's talk about that.
So, the title is Amba Cebador.
Okay.
And this originates from the Spanish words for gathering here.
bad ambassador.
Bad, if you're not selling the
bad
brand.
Ambassador. Ambassador, sorry. Yeah, I love your mate. It's really delicious. There was a period of time where I was having 3 or 4 of them per day. Oh. And
is that healthy?
That maybe that's why your poop is like.
Mm. You've been known to have a few. I know you love my free stash.
I love a Yerba, but yeah.
Yeah.
I'm happy that you're an ambassador for the sweet.
They're yummy. I used to have a certain misogynistic man drive me to the Yerba headquarters, where they do have a Yerba mobile. It's not quite as impressive as the Red Bull one, because that one's like a can and the car is the can. It's just like, it has some decoration on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I pick up my Yerba, and then he'd drive me back and talk about how it's really bad that I like make jokes about men, and like, it's just kind of, it's been done
valid.
Before.
I'm glad that he said that. Do you feel like you're a good ambassador for the movement?
Yes, 100%.
For the movement.
Again,
what are you, like, supposed to be doing as the
ambassador?
Yeah,
do you feel like you're doing the job correctly?
That's a good one.
I've never been...
Ambassed.
I don't feel like you've ever, like, hosted an event where you've, like, brought...
It's kind of just, like, you give it to your friends.
It's kind of like you put the tray down in the suite and then you leave it there for us to then eventually use.
It seems like
you... Are you calling me, like, nepotistic?
No.
Nepotistic and self-centered, lazy.
Self-centered. Okay. Self-centered. Can we expand upon that one further?
It seems like you're... really the one that's benefiting from the ambassadorship, not the business.
I actually have sworn off of Yerba Mate as of recent.
Wow.
Wait.
Due to a certain four-lettered illness which plagues me. So, I've sworn off of it. And so really,
how are you the ambassador if you're anti the drink that you're supporting? Should be like contact Yerba right now.
Go for it.
Get them on air.
Here's the thing. So you go through a Zoom call where these two girls who are probably younger than me gave me the Ambas Ecuador history and the history of Yerba Mate, which the history being that they culturally appropriated an Argentinian cultural drink.
Is it not
for mass production in the U.S.?
And you feel like that's okay to embass?
And that's the thing. Like, I'm caught in this moral quandary of, like, it's so yummy. And, like, I love it so much.
This moral quandary of, I love it, but it's not a good business.
It's not a good business. And it's a tough one. It's an ongoing issue, internally, emotionally, and historically.
How long is your contract to be?
Did you sign something?
It's indefinite. Yes, I made introduction posts, actually. You're supposed to make an introduction post so that people can find you and you can be friends with them and you can go to Gord Circles.
Obviously, that's not working.
Go to what circles?
Gord Circles. So I get texts to go to Gord Circles.
Have you ever gone?
No.
Yeah, that makes sense.
What's a Gord Circle?
So again, it's a call to the Argentinian culture, which they appropriate. and they host virtual Gord Circles where you drink your mate and you talk about, I don't know, I assume like...
Gourds.
This feels a little culty.
Most things are cultish.
Have you ever, like, considered joining a cult or accidentally joining a cult?
I've been told that I would be a good cult leader.
No, here's the thing.
No, you would not be a
good
cult
leader.
Here's the thing.
I think that Madison could be a cult leader for probably 2 weeks. Because then it would all implode on her and then they would probably try to overthrow her.
I'd be late to too many meetings.
And I think that they'd be like, didn't she tell you this? And they'd be like, yeah. And then they'd be like, they piece it all together. You'd be like telling different people different things.
They would get you.
This is the thing. Yesterday I was at the craft center and I was told that I'm untrustworthy. And the same person told me this a while ago. They were telling me a really good story about poop. It was a really good story. And I was like...
And you're going to say it right now and ruin their secret.
No, I won't.
Because you're not trustworthy.
It involved, like, a bag of poop that, like, someone had slept on.
I know this story.
And so... Girl, don't expose me. And then I was like, wait, who was it? And they were like, I'm not going to tell you that. And I was like, no, like, who? And they were like, I don't trust you.
Real.
And yesterday I asked them, I was like, why am I so untrustworthy to you? And they were like... Well, I hear so many things from you. Like, I can't be trusted. So, yeah, I guess they wouldn't be a good.
Would you call yourself untrustworthy?
I choose to think that I'm trustworthy.
If somebody told you, like, don't tell anyone this, would you abide by that? No.
I couldn't tell anybody else.
Yeah, that's kind of
that is
point.
A secret. That is how a secret works.
I have a genuine, I think, like, moral issue with, like, anything to myself.
Because, like, the world just needs to know.
Yes.
Do you think that ever backfires at you? Yes. And you ever get, like, text messages about you talking behind people's backs?
Should I read it on air?
It's up to you. This is a public space.
I can read it. Yeah. I can read it.
But don't say the... Can't say a bad word.
You can't say the bad
okay,
word.
Okay, I'll bleep it.
Please bleep.
A bad bleep. Addison Ray. Girl, stop bleep talking me in places where people can hear you, LMFAO.
I really love the LMFAO.
I know. Yeah, I think it really adds a lot because it proves that, like, she's, like she's chill. Like, she, like...
Yeah, she's a chill
She
girl.
Doesn't care. Like, she's just like, girl, come on. Like, stop talking about me. Like, I don't know.
Ha, ha, ha.
Ha, ha, like...
Do you regret talking about her?
No.
Oh.
Would you do it if she was sitting right behind you?
Right behind me?
Yeah. So, like, say we were in comments. Okay.
You won't say it to her face is what you're saying.
You did the liberal arts 360. You saw that she was at a table right next to us. No headphones there. No headphones.
No or AirPods.
And then you're like... You start talking.
Is it loud?
It's like a regular.
She can hear you. Like she can hear you.
She can hear you if she was listening.
Yeah, I think I would. I think maybe I wouldn't say her name. Maybe I would have been like, oh, my op. And I would have been like,
you would point.
She's evil.
Evil?
She is evil.
Oh.
She's evil.
Do you hate a lot of people on this campus?
No.
Do you feel like a lot of people hate you on this campus?
What do you think caused that hate?
I think my gift of blab. My gift of blab.
You do have a blab. It's
a curse.
I didn't say gab, I said blab, because...
No, it's definitely a blab. It's a blab. It's a blab. There's a lot of people.
I think sometimes we're all caught in a blab.
I have a ranking of my blabbers.
Yeah.
You've had some blab scandals yourself?
No, personally, I don't blab. I yap.
Mm.
And can you speak more, like,
I'm not in the hot seat. You're in the hot seat.
Do you feel like you talk behind people's backs a lot?
Behind people's backs?
This implies that you do, just so you know.
No.
Oh.
No.
But
because anything, and I've always said this, anything that I'll say to somebody else, I will eventually say the person's face also.
Eventually.
Once, years later.
Eventually.
No.
When they hear about it from somebody else.
Quick turnaround time, I would, dare I say.
What about that one time when somebody told you some information and then by the end of the day it got back to them and they were like, I got you. It was a false rumor and it already got back to me. I can't believe how much you talk.
That's crazy.
It happened actually in our class.
What class?
It happened in Engineering Psych 64.
Oh, I'm not a part of that class. Don't.
You were at that point.
Oh. What? Anyway.
It was really early in the semester. Okay, yeah. If I were to rank them based on like turnaround time, that one was previously my top one.
Previously.
Well, as of 2 days ago, I was literally still in conversation with the people that I was talking about this person with, and my friend ran over to me to be like, you're receiving crazy texts right now, come back. Like, it was instantaneous that it had gotten back to her, and I honestly, like, I respected the hustle of that. Like, that was expedited shipping, like, immediate text.
Did you just say expedited shipping?
Yes.
Can we talk about the anime drop shipping business you started? Right.
And we were told that it was Hunter and Jujutsu Kaisen.
Who asked? Oh, Soraya.
Yeah.
No! Okay, to be fair, there was a range of shows which I made merch for. I had really bad brain rot over COVID, and also I really wanted to make money. And let it be known, I made money. And it now sits in, like, one of those stock accounts where, it with the stock market, it changes how much
money. How much money did you make at the time?
Profit?
Yeah.
$12,000.
Wow.
In, like, less than a year.
Everyone get into anime dropshipping.
Yes.
Do you think, like, it's morally wrong to dropship?
No.
Oh.
Because compared to the other dropshippers, like, I was doing them good. Like, yes, I will admit, like, I would use really, really cheap, like, blank shirts. Like, they would be, like, $4.
Would you hand make them?
No. Oh. There's this website, and I honestly, like, if they were to pay me to do an ad for them, I would. Called printify.com. P-R-I-N-T-I-F-Y.
Oh, don't support them. We don't support them on this radio show, please.
And, no, because people have asked me for
we don't support drop shipping at the in the hot seat.
I don't.
Radio
it,
show.
It was less so drop shipping than it was.
This is
a Saudi business,
right?
So you would take designs that weren't yours.
No, I would draw the designs.
Oh, you would.
Yeah, I would draw. I actually used them as my application to the Observer.
Oh, and we'll see how that.
I went well. I got in.
Well, where are you right now?
I chose to leave, but I'm coming back. So
we don't want you back. Just
kidding.
Just kidding.
They don't want you. Let's talk about when you plagiarized the Spotify rap.
That's not true. These are all false rumors.
Shock. I wish you could have seen.
Oh,
the
I saw the shock. I turned around.
On the director.
But it wasn't. It wasn't plagiarized. It was.
He made it. He works for Spotify.
Let's not change the truth. I'm not in the hot seat. You are. How long did you do this for?
About a year. So my friend ran a business, and I was like, you know what? I could fucking do that. And then I actually overcame her, which was so lit of me to do.
Well, 12K is a lot.
12K is a lot. And, okay, compared to the other ones, there was a Kiju time where I wouldn't copy design.
Did you pay taxes on the 12K?
Let's see your tax returns. How old were you?
This 17? Is genuinely
you were
17.
This was 2 years ago.
This is not brain rot, yes. Baby.
This was not COVID.
COVID
was 4 years ago,
sister.
COVID was
4 years ago. This is 2022. This is right before college.
I put on my college app. What am I coming up? Business owner.
Is Tufts this what you wrote
supports
about?
Drop shipping, just so we all know, guys.
No. Not surprised. Okay, wait. Let me think about this. It was like...
Not surprised.
No, yeah. It was like May of 2020.
Okay, so you were 16.
Okay.
So, graduation.
No, we graduated.
No, graduation was the next year.
What? May 2022?
2020. May 2020.
What? That's 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh.
Now we're just making up things. Yeah.
How old were you for real?
In May 2020. Okay, so you were I was 16.
Oh. So you love to lie.
But I would have turned 17. No, I would have turned.
No, you would have turned 16.
Let's calm the rumors down.
I would occasionally survey the other designs and sort of inform mine based on that, but I never ever I've had mine been plagiarized.
And that's also fully what I did for the Observer, just so we all
right. Yeah. So Picasso always said good artists create, great artists steal.
I didn't steal, just so we all know.
But then you're not a great artist.
I'm not.
Okay.
Well, I didn't claim that. Well, you're a thief.
Also, I'm great.
How much did you charge and how much did it cost?
Right. So compared to other Etsy
businesses. No, we're not comparing.
Businesses.
You.
I would charge a good like $5 to $10 less per item.
Okay, how much we want was it? We want the dollars.
I would probably 40? Charge like $16.
16 or 60?
16, 1-6 okay. For a t-shirt.
Okay.
That's actually pretty cheap.
Well,
yes.
Because.
It was affordable. High profit yields, not high profit margin, was always my...
Mm-hmm. How much did it cost you to make that?
Me personally, or the workers in the factory in Florida?
Yeah, I guess.
Well, in Florida? Okay, at least American business.
American yeah. owned. American.
I guess you.
$4.
Okay, so quadruple.
Damn.
The.
Damn. And you sold this on Etsy?
Yes.
Did you pay, like, anything to Etsy?
I paid them $5 a day for advertisements.
You
paid for advertisements? $5 a day?
Well, she did make 10K. I mean, 12K. So.
You can pay them to, like, put you higher in the algorithm.
Well, we know. The sponsored post, they always piss me off. Oh,
yeah. But also, like, I was a tag master. Like, I would make such good tags.
But tag master?
But the issue is that then I received upwards of 50 copyright strikes from this one Crunchyroll anime fucking lawyer.
No.
Bleep. I'm sorry.
Bleep.
I didn't mean that. I'm sorry. This one.
Don't get heated,
freaking
please.
Anime Etsy Crunchyroll hired lawyer. And I actually received so many copyright strikes that they had to, like, disband not only my store, but, like, the account that, like, was attached to the store. Mm. I can't even buy products on Etsy anymore because it like, permanently severed
because
the bank, like,
you
the
were
bank.
Plagiarizing.
So you had lawyers involved and you also didn't pay your taxes.
I think I paid my taxes. I don't know how to
I
do
I don't
that.
Feel like you paid them.
They tell you.
I'm just going to guess that you didn't.
You would have had to pay a lot on those, that 12K.
I think I figured out how to write it off or something.
Actually, I think that if you've only made 12K, you don't have to pay taxes. It's like you have to. I don't think so. You have to make a certain amount.
I might have been under the threshold.
Yeah.
But, like, I think I was about to hit it, and I was a little bit stressed. Because I don't know how to do econ like that.
Guys, everyone do your taxes. I think it's past tax day.
It was last Monday.
Yeah.
It was Marathon Monday.
So, how into anime are you still?
I haven't watched anime.
So you just profited from
the culture.
The culture.
No. She used to watch anime.
I used to watch anime.
But then you gave it up after you finished your business.
I think it was just I was traumatized from.
It was your the brain the rot, quote unquote.
It was brain rot.
Wow. During so anime COVID, is just brain rot to you.
During COVID. And you know what? Hold me accountable for that.
We are. That's why you're here.
Okay. Thank you. I was just out of shows to watch, and I was like,
so anime what? Was just like your last pick.
Attack on Titan. I was like, I should watch. I've watched an edit on TikTok, and I was like, wow, this looks lit. And I watched it all in like a week, and it was really good. And I kept going. There's so many good shows, and to this day, people are so anti-anime because they think it's weird. But I don't know. I think it's lit. I think I would definitely expand it to other genres of media, but I just don't have time. I have a life now.
If you were to drop ship something right now, what would you make it on?
Oh god. Ugh, I don't even know. Like, I haven't had like a weird interest like that in so long, and you really need the people, like the audience needs to be a little bit deranged in order for them to buy it. Maybe like Charlie merch.
You think Alec would buy it?
Yes.
If you like didn't say it was you, like if you were like, oh my god,
wasn't he wearing like off-brand Charlie merch the other day?
No, he was wearing actual Von Dutch shirt. A Von Dutch shirt. It was a real Von Dutch.
It was real.
It's a real Von Dutch shirt.
So my dad bought anime merch.
I know, I have a picture.
We have a picture
of your
Unfortunately,
dad.
Unfortunately, we can't show it, but...
I wish that this was
Is it the one from my second account?
Yeah.
This was
my grandmother
effort.
Liked one of the comments. She found my Instagram account. She's crazy also for
Whoa,
reference.
Don't.
Calling women crazy. Yeah.
She is crazy.
Whoa.
She is crazy. And she got Instagram and she found my second account and she scrolled down there and one of the comments was like, he has no clue what he's even wearing, LMAO. And she liked it, and I was like, bitch, oh, sorry, you don't know what you're wearing.
I think we're actually allowed to say that because it's a dog. We're referring to a dog, just for the radio users.
Yes.
Just lay down.
So true.
The female dog.
Yes. but, like, he'll have people approach him and be like, oh my god, bro, like, I love that show. And he's like...
Yeah, your dad, the biggest anime fan ever.
He loves anime. I could probably make... Well, he's a niche, but my dad loves to watch women's cyclocross, which is a really niche genre of bike riding. He has these two Danish girls that he always roots for. Their names are Puck and Femme, and they're his girls. They're his favorite. This is his her fixation.
Hmm. Is these two Danish women who bike?
Yeah. They bike cyclocross, to be clear. It's not any other genre. I can make merch for that. But I think, like, you need a certain genre person who, like, is so desperate to, like, show that they are a fan of something that they will buy really poorly made Etsy merch.
Yeah.
To show.
What about, like, Taylor Swift fans? The Swifties?
I'm a Swiftie.
We know. We were going to bring that up right now.
Okay, yeah.
That was my transition.
Let's talk about it.
So she was your top artist on your Spotify Wrapped last year, correct?
Correct.
So you're an environmental science major. Why do you support a woman who brings so much pollution into the world?
A climate terrorist.
I prefer the term eco-terrorist personally.
right.
It's just like it's more inclusive of just like...
how much she destroys.
Yeah.
Yes. I recently watched a TikTok that was laying out her, like, all of her flights.
I saw
year.
That too.
It was really good.
It was crazy.
It was a lot.
She loves to fly.
I support her on that one.
No.
Oh.
I support her.
I just wish she, like, did, like, a money spread.
I wish that she bought hectares of land.
Oh my god. Oh my god. She would buy the whole earth at that point. Like, I think genuinely,
yeah.
Because I saw a sign walking from Portugal the other day, and it said that every flight is you emit a ton of CO2, like a ton, the unit of CO2. And you're supposed to emit a total of 2 tons per year. So she has emitted, I don't even know.
A lot of tons.
A lot of tons. And I think genuinely, like, she have to buy a whole continent in order. Yeah. I haven't met the math in that.
Do you think that, like, she's, like, valid for flying?
Okay, I think she'd be valid for flying if Tortured Poets Department was a good album.
Ooh. Did you listen to it?
I tried.
Okay.
Wait, let's talk about it.
I couldn't make it through. It was bad.
It's really long.
I'm so anti-Antonoff.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Do you have any favorite songs? Did
from
any stand
her,
out? No, from that album.
TTPD?
Yeah.
No.
Not one song stood out to you, and you're a self.
No, and I love her. She's my queen. But I also love.
Did you enjoy Midnights?
Low-key, I enjoy Karma a lot.
Oh,
I honestly really liked Karma when it first.
My boyfriend.
When it first came out.
Oh.
I would just also like to say that last year you went to the Eras Tour concert on Mother's Day. You left your
Mother's Day.
You left your Mother's Day brunch early, and then you cried at her concert. So I would just like to say that Madison is actually a very big
I cried to the best day, which is fair because it's about a mother. It's about
was
her
your
mother.
Mother there?
No.
So you left your mother on Mother's Day.
I left brunch early.
And then you're crying because you're like, no, I left my
Did
mom.
You? Would you say that Taylor Swift is a pseudo-mother for you?
Did she raise you?
No, I was against her for most of my childhood. Wow, I was actually
anti-women.
Probably a deeply misogynistic child.
We know this already. That makes sense.
I would secretly, I would hate on all the girls that would like One Direction.
I would too,
and
honestly.
Then, and then I would secretly watch their music videos.
So like, you support the boys, but not Taylor. Wow.
I'm a guy's girl. I also loved like the MUAs. Like, Joy Graceffa and I were low-key linked. We're linked. And, like, not Tyler Oakley so much, but, like...
Whoa, why is Tyler Oakley getting a stray right now?
Do you like him?
I mean, he's I'm impartial.
I like...
How do you feel about Connor Franta?
Did you see the Connor Franta?
Oh, my God, the beef.
He's
between
lit.
The boyfriend, Daniel, yeah,
his ex-boyfriend.
Oh, sorry.
Joy Graceffa's ex-boyfriend.
Yeah. Connor, okay, the thing is, like, I'm sure that, like, Daniel was right. Like,
no,
he probably
I don't
is
think
boring.
So. No. Oh. I feel like Connor Franta's like living his life and he just like brought him up for no reason.
It was like actually wild.
To me, like, I think being called boring is the worst insult you could call me. I think I would genuinely take such offense to that. Like, such deep
offense. I guess I would say you're not boring. You keep things exciting.
If not for that, am I boring? Like, is that what you're saying?
What?
You have nothing else to you. Also, just so we all know, she is drinking from a Starbucks cup.
Don't say it like that. It's not a Starbucks cup. I am boycotting.
Mm-hmm.
I boycott unlike other people who are the liaisons for Burlesque and the Coalition.
Oh.
So,
oh.
Well, it wasn't my idea.
Oh.
So, I was just along for the ride. I didn't drive there. I didn't.
You're complacent.
I think we're all complacent in some structures, so... I think it's hard to really divest your entire being.
Also, I just want to advertise that there is an all-out for Palestine at 12 p.m. on the Academic Quad. Everyone show up, please. Thank you. Okay, anyway, back to the show.
Back to the show. Do you want to read a PSA or do you want to find
a
PSA?
Yeah, I can do a PSA.
Right? While we're talking about important topics.
We have some listeners, by the way.
Oh, who's
Maddie
listening?
And Kim are listening.
Hi, Kim.
They're sipping tea. As we sip tea.
Kim asked me for a picture of your dad in the anime.
It's on my Instagram.
I'll send it to her.
Deep. It's deep in there.
Ooh, this is anime. This is an anime one. Okay, so I think this could be a good one.
Do you think that anime is an important part of our culture?
Of our culture?
Look at him tremble.
What?
He's going to burst a blood vessel.
What?
It's that one TikTok sound.
Don't know.
Anime
is an important part of our culture.
I don't know that one. I'm familiar with that one.
Thank you.
My entire For You page during COVID was just anime edits.
That makes sense.
And I have a photo album of my favorite ones, and it's like
still
150. Do you want me to just pull it up? There is some really good ones that like genuinely shame. I've cried to these edits before. And I'm not even embarrassed.
It's okay. That's valid. I cry to things, too.
Well, there are some anime that, like, the SMFA people here love. And, like,
oh,
I
why
get to
why you gotta bring
like,
them into that?
Because they're pretentious. And I get to be I know that one.
Right in there.
And, like, I can, like, talk about
it. So you hate the SMFA kids? Is that what?
Some.
Oh, why? As you said, you didn't hate a lot of people. But I guess you do.
176,
Why are they black and white?
My phone's currently in black and white.
What?
I've just been on Instagram too much, and, like, I wanted to get off of it.
So you changed your phone to
Jacob Spivak made me a shortcut.
Guys,
so
I'm
going to
be so real. I do have the shortcut, too. It's the three times.
Does it work?
Is it from Jacob Spivak?
No, I did it myself because I'm smart.
I don't know how to do it myself. Eleanor does want to know how to do it, so if you could show her at some point.
Why do you need that?
Tap in.
Tap, tap, tap. Yep.
Read the PSA.
Okay, sorry. Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and a good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. Speaking of that,
Speaking of inattentive or impaired drivers, why do you hate animals? Why are you a murderer, first of all? Can we speak on that? We have a real-life murderer in the WMFO studio here today.
A wild claim.
Do you have anything to say for yourself? Unfortunately.
So, to give context to our listeners...
We shouldn't give context. Just...
No, you can give...
You can apologize
right now. Famously, over the summer...
Famously.
I went to this restaurant called Cuban Pete's in McLaren, Jersey. It's really good because they have a really good selection of meat. And my friend and I...
So, you hate animals. You really hate them. You eat them.
Well, let me finish the story.
You eat them.
Because it speaks for itself. We ordered, like, a bunch of different meat, and it was so good. Like, this meat, genuinely, like, I knew it was going to hit, but this meat, like, it was life-changing. And on the drive back, I'm on Route 287 for all my NJ heads out there who know what that is. And in the middle lane, and a deer, a mildly obese deer out of nowhere.
Okay, so you're fat-shaming now.
Well, it just added more body weight, and it really destroyed my car.
You saw the pictures.
To my parents' car. No, the pictures. I made an obituary from it. My parents' car, actually.
I'm so sorry about your car.
And
I'm more
yeah,
sorry about the deer,
terrible.
Though.
The thing is that, like, I had no intention to kill it. And honestly, like, I did feel bad for it. And even for a while after, like, having hit an animal, like, having come in physical contact with an animal, it really I considered vegetarianism for a second. And then I was like, that's stupid. Like,
because then...
A few months later, you posted... F those deers on your story.
And
holding
guns and shooting deer.
I'm pro 2A.
Oh.
Wow. This is on it. This is recorded in the archive for 2 weeks. So.
For 2 weeks.
/J/J/J.
No, /Sir.
You ate that one, though.
Thank you.
Wow, I really do have.
And that's still on your story. Yeah, that's crazy. You really don't have a digital. Like, there was like nothing.
It was very clean. You have one of the most curated online presences.
So curated. Thank God that everyone just, like, has all your drama.
Because I blab. Because I talk.
You don't need it to be online.
Yeah, I'm a traditional media girl. I love to share through word of mouth.
All but that oral.
Oral
storytelling.
Oral.
Speaking of blabbing and talking, can we talk about how you were shushed in class?
Was I? Oh, my God, Shushgate. Yes. Shushgate.
It's a gate, guys.
It's a gate.
Do you feel like you're a nuisance to your professors? Like,
they will not in that instance. In that instance, I was in the back of the classroom, and she didn't even notice. There was one time last year where I was sitting in Psych 1, and I was sick for a lot of first semester, and I was in the middle of this huge row in Cabot, and I had to blow my nose. Like, I had no choice, and so I did. And the whole class, including the lecturer, stops and turns and stares at me.
And yeah, that's why you do it outside of class.
I couldn't. It was like leaking out of my nose.
Oh,
I had no option. And later, I was side chatted about, and somebody said,
"Wow,
no jumbo was in Psych 1."
Oh my god,
it's so true, but. Yeah, I guess I do have a habit of talking at inopportune moments, which you would think I would learn.
No.
At some point.
No.
But I think if I learned that, I would be boring, so...
You wouldn't be you. You wouldn't have your sparkle.
I wouldn't have my sparkle.
You lose your sparkle.
Right. So, you know, I apologize to those involved in Shushgate. If you're listening in, I'm not going to name names, but if you're listening in, I'm sorry that... I harassed you and your...
That's a wild word to
I'm
use.
Sorry that I was talking too loud and you couldn't focus on your word games. I'm sorry about that. Or sorry, your my lab for chem. But...
I love math lab, just so we all know. Anyway. How badly did you want to live in Tilton last year? Are the rumors true?
Okay. The rumors
are true.
It's not a rumor. You said this to me point blank.
Because if I had lived in Tilton, I would have been in the family.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's the thing. If she lived in Tilton, she would have been in the family.
You're not in the family.
I'm not. And okay, they called me their cousin.
That's
cousin.
Honestly rude. Like,
I know.
Could
I
you
know.
Not have just like been in the family and not... lived in Tilton? You needed to live in Tilton.
I had to live in Tilton to live in the family.
You lived in Bush, which wasn't even that far.
I know. I would hang out with them not a lot because they're kind of weird.
Oh, so you didn't want to be in the family.
I don't love patriarchal spaces.
Who was the family?
Patriarchal. Can we name names in there?
I mean, if you... I guess if you
the
want
family historic... I mean, it's I think it's famous who the family
it
is.
I think most people know.
And so it was one girl.
Wow.
And three boys.
Three men. No, yeah, not men. Boy.
Yeah, three boys.
Three boys?
Yeah.
Do you still keep in touch with them?
I keep in touch actively with one of them. One of them waved me yesterday in class, which was lit.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm only actively beefing with one of them.
Oh.
But...
So it's like there's a different, there's levels.
There's level, that. There's a tier list for sure. But he's also evil, so.
Oh. Do you hate him?
Hate's a strong word.
You said you hated a lot of people on this
what
podcast.
What if he, so would you go back to him if he was like, come back to me? If he reached out, would
please,
you?
Please, we want you in the family.
If yeah. he offered me something of worth.
So you're only.
So yes.
Yeah.
He has a really nice penthouse in New York City on the Upper West Side on the park. It's
if
on
you,
the park.
If he texted you this summer and he was like, do you want to come to my penthouse?
It is on with Central you? Park West.
I don't know who this is, but I would also go to the penthouse on the spot.
Yeah.
He wants to throw a party for all Tusk people to come to.
Let me in there.
Yes, I live in NY. Please. I'll pull up.
Yeah. The penthouse, yeah. Like, I will say, like, for how rich... his family is like
rich.
It was not cute. Like it gave
no. Stop talking before we all get uninvited from the penthouse.
Sorry.
I don't think we're gonna be technically invited.
We might.
Anyway. I don't think so.
Not anymore. I have his location still, so I guess I would.
Hey.
If the family reunited and they were like, Madison, come with us, would you?
Come with us where?
Like, you would you? You
it
know,
depends where.
Come with them in spirit.
Are they excusing me from not being in Tilton?
Yeah, it's like now. What if they were like, oh, senior year, we're all getting a house together. You're in the house.
I actually was asked to be in that house. I was supposed to be in the video.
You're supposed to be
I was supposed to be there. We were walking to Davis. Looking at the houses.
What?
The cute. Me and the girl.
Okay, yeah.
And she was like, I really want to get a house with, like, the guys. Like, would you want to be in it? And at the time,
when
I
was
remember...
this?
September?
This year.
Last year. And I remember...
Oh, early... It was, like, first
she was
month?
Plotting.
Wow.
Because one of the boys has a brother that goes here, who also... he famously runs Salsa Verde...
Shout out him. On the low, but shout out.
And I remember texting my friends, like, giddy, that I've been invited to this house.
And then you
rejected
them.
Because you
want
to be a part of the family so bad.
So as soon as you were invited to be a part of the family...
Everyone craves...
You realized you didn't want it.
No, she wanted it.
Oh. What family did you choose over that family?
I chose... Ooh, is that controversial?
Oh.
To say on air?
Oh.
I don't know the answer.
I chose this family of these 10 girls. They
yes.
all live in a suite.
Yes.
I don't live in that suite with them.
Oh.
They are part of the 0.0001, and they're lit.
What is the 0.001?
Percent.
Yeah.
You chose the right family.
No, well, not anymore.
Not anymore.
They're not rich anymore?
No. She's
They're
she
still
was
rich. I was ostracized. Is that the word? I don't know.
Ostracized. Yeah.
So are you excited for next semester? Oh. Also, you were going to make me live in that house? You suck.
I want you to be in it because I wanted this game.
No, I'm actually touring ATO tonight. So
and you're weird for that.
Get hyped. Sorry that I don't have housing.
Live in my house.
I don't want to live in your house if they're all
ostracized. You and Tegan can... No, they're not ostracized.
No. Not at third. She's not living with them.
Wait,
sure.
But there's place for two people?
You can share a room.
But I'm not sharing a room. Be so serious.
No.
Moving
if
on.
If I could kick another boy out and move Tegan in, I would.
I thought there was 10 girls.
No. This is a different. This is currently in a suite.
I thought you were going to touch on the Taylor Swift gate.
What Taylor Swift gate?
The Eras Tour gate.
There's an Eras Tour gate.
But you didn't do that.
I really don't care about that, to be so real.
I don't...
We've talked enough about
that. Oh! Oh.
Is it worth it?
Well, no, Madison took away a concert ticket from...
Oh.
somebody.
Oh, that actually
an Eras Tour concert.
How did you take it from someone?
We bought these tickets earlier in the school year, and then by the end of the year, we weren't friends like that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of was like, hey, like, I don't know, like.
Did they ever pay you beforehand?
They did. I would.
That's wild.
I would have repaid them. But instead, they insisted that I transfer the tickets to them immediately, and then
I think that is correct ticket
etiquette, unfortunately. They sold the ticket for $1,600 on StubHub.
That's so valid.
The woman that came off of her shift at work right to the concert took our pictures for us. She was lit. She was a big fan. She was singing the words. She was really into it. That's good.
Real.
Speaking of another gate, is there a person that you'd like to shove next? Do you have, like, a target hit list?
No, it really, like, I don't know what it is about her that, like, sparks this.
Keep talking.
I don't know what it is about this individual that sparks this violence within me. And it has been the cause of a loss of relationships for me personally. But no, it's a one person list, but that list is non-exhaustive. So if I see her, I will go for it time and time again.
Would you do it again?
Yes.
Do you want to speak on who this person is?
No.
Don't want to talk on her bad.
No.
Okay.
I'm not going to speak on it on air. That's not in good taste. But I saw a girl, I think it was at Marathon Monday. And she was, like, of short stature, long black hair. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to shove her on this cover. And it was not her.
Well.
I'm going to shove her. I'm going to shove her.
I guess it does prove that I'm a deeply violent, evil person.
You need help.
I need help.
I hope you get better.
You really do need help because we've heard that you clean your AirPods by sucking out the wax.
No, Sriya.
You want to comment on that one?
You said this to me also.
No, probably. I'm just open. I'm an open person. Okay, at the time when I Googled, how do you clean AirPods?
There's no way it came up with this.
This is what came up.
There's no shot.
And it works because the thumbtack just sucks it right back in. And the satisfaction of, like, you're sucking it and you feel the pathway clear. Nothing beats that. Genuinely.
But then do you eat it?
No, it never goes into your mouth.
Where does it go?
It goes into her mouth.
Yeah. Where else would it go?
I don't know.
Where else would it go?
It just disappears.
Okay.
Have you ever tried it?
No, why
I'm
would I do that?
I'm not going to try it.
I'm not going to.
We have morals.
Don't knock it till you try it.
We don't shove people.
We don't do that kind of thing here on the hot seat.
Mm.
Another quick one.
Maybe you're next.
We heard you got fired from 3 jobs this summer. Are you a bad worker?
How does one get fired from 3 jobs?
For the same reason. No.
In a span of 3 months. Okay. Job a month.
You don't learn. You don't learn,
fair,
is what you're saying.
From 2, not 3.
How did you keep getting hired?
Because I'm a hard worker.
Well.
I'm diligent.
Maybe go back to dropshipping.
I know. It was my calling. So the first job was an ice cream job. They were really intense. All my coworkers were high schoolers. What are you whispering?
Nothing. Keep talking.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. What time is it? Is there? How much
we have
time?
Like 5 minutes.
Should I keep it quick?
Keep it quick.
The real sadness of the first job was that my birthday was while I was working there. And it was an ice cream store, and they would promise me a 6-inch free ice cream cake, and I forgot to put the request for the cake on my birthday. I never got the cake. And it was a week of working there. I just wasted too much time off, and, like, it was fair. Like, I wanted to see Risa Yama in concert.
You worked there for a week, and you took too many days off.
I was going on vacation with my family, and I also wanted to see Risa Yama in concert. So I had to take off time. Which is my fault, and I get that, but...
In the 1 week you were working.
I know.
1 week at this ice cream shop.
Right. So then job number 2, it was me and a bunch of, like, genuinely geriatric old women. Like, I was one of 2 people pre-menopause who worked there. And it was just a bad environment. Like, it was crazy. And, like, they were just such old people. Like, they would just garden and think about, like, their houses. Like, I was like, and their children and their horses. the dog.
They're horses.
One of them literally cried to me with their dog. Like, we were working a shift, and she was just like, she went to her dog, and she was like, he's on his last legs. But she started crying, and I was like,
how do is that why you were fired? Because you didn't comfort her?
I think I wasn't their target audience. My nips were out most days. Which, like, was a problem with the third job. I got sent home for having my nips out one day.
Which, put those nips away.
Literally.
We don't want to see them.
Don't do it.
Literally. I was fired for, again, asking for too many days off. But in the interview, they told me, ask for whenever you want off, and we will accommodate you. And so...
Well, call them out.
I did that, literally. And then I was watching some show on Netflix. It was like 1:15. I had a 1:30 shift. And they email me, oh, by the way, you asked 3 days off. Yesterday was your last shift. And I didn't see the email. And then she texts me, and she's like, hey, check your email. couldn't even call me and be like, hey, girl.
Hey, you're fired.
You're fired. And so I go into the store to be like, what's up with this? Like, can we talk about this?
Mm-hmm.
And she's freaked out. Like, I guess I was looking violent. I was looking angry. I guess maybe I am violent.
Well, and you shove, so.
I do shove, historically. And so she's like, okay, we can't talk about it right now. Like, we need the boss to be here, whatever. And so I was like, okay. The boss sends me a long text, one of many from this year that I received.
Yeah.
Slandering me. And she...
I don't know if it's slander.
Well, I guess it's true. And she ends it, and she says, I hope you learn to work with more passion and dedication in your next employment.
I hope you get help.
She didn't know about your job shooting.
She didn't know dedication. She didn't get it.
She didn't get it.
So in our final moments, I would like to plug some things that are happening this weekend. So first of all, there is burlesque happening tonight.
Mm-mm.
Everyone come on Monday. And then tomorrow... is TDC. All three of us are in the dance. And I'd like to ask Madison if she thinks that she is the worst dancer.
My partner in crime. Dance. Personally, I don't think she is, but a lot of people do, unfortunately.
Oh my god, have you surveyed the masses?
No, sort of.
Well, actually, at every show, I'm pretty sure.
And then we have an exit poll.
Yeah, and I think you've been picked every time.
I do struggle with certain parts of the dance. I struggle to turn around at the right time.
We know.
During Juicy Juicy? Or no? Is it?
Yeah.
You know what? I'll take that. I know that I struggle with that sort of style of artistic movement.
So you could do like contemporary dance or ballet.
Yes,
or, like,
I did tap and ballet in my childhood.
Oh, wow.
But I would sit on the stage and chat with my friends. At the recital, which is classic, I suppose.
Classic Madison.
Yeah, I guess I'm one of the worst ones. I don't actually judge others, so I can't tell if I'm the worst. To me, I'm always looking to improve, and I guess they'll see for themselves on stage.
So, see us then. This has been In the Hot Seat, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Bye.
He just put automation on. You know how to do it, right?
I can never place the name with the face.